back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and my co-hosts, Gwen Sheltimer and Chris Cameron. This week, we're looking at the past, letting you into what we're currently engaged in, and wondering about the future. Let's talk about some of the highlights from the past year or so on Word on the Hills. What sticks in your mind, Gwen?
A number of the people we've had on this year had new books. So it was their second interview and sometimes a third or even fourth interview with us, all about new books. And some people come to mind automatically, like Vicky Delaney and Janet Keller, but then also people like Shane Joseph and Linda Hutzel-Manning.
Some other people who were doing something different this year: Jennifer Bogart, who took over Let's Talk Books in Coburg,
right.
And she runs a lot of book clubs and all kinds of, gets many of her authors down to talk about books. And another person we interviewed who was doing new things was David Newland. He came and he told us about his cross-cultural work with people in the north in the Arctic.
So David was actually goes in the list of my favorite interviews this past year as well. It was wonderful having him here.
And we also have an interesting list, as we always do each year, of new people. And we think that this is one of the fun, really fun things about Word on the Hills. We're always meeting new writers or new people who are involved with publishing or whatever it happens to be. So among those new people we met this year, Laurie Scott, Robin Timmerman, and Sheila Mathers, all of them from Prince Edward County and all of them mystery writers.
We've also had new ones from this county, Lana Pickering and Karen Helfenstein and David McKay, Janet Gannon, and others. Here we are entering our seventh year, and we never seem to run out of people to interview. It's crazy.
Well, really are very lucky. I think we should have a couple of readings from some of our favorite shows. So,
good idea.
We had so much material from our various writers, but as I mentioned before, I loved the interview with David Newland, and what I'd like to do is play a little bit from David's album, Northbound. And as the title suggests, the songs are all related to his voyages through the Northwest Passage.
Places that we've seen, journey without end, faces that we've been, like a dream they seem to blend. Bears along the shore, whales out in the bay, may they wander evermore. As we wander on our way, ice castles sail on the tide, the ache of the blue and the white, gems of a hundred sides. Somebody said this ice would quench the eternal thirst, the ache of the blue and the white. Oh, what an awesome sight!
From September 2019, that was David Newland with his song, Oh, What an Awesome Sight, from his CD, Northbound. From our April 2019 show, this is Katie Hogendam reading from her chapbook, Mother Tongue, a collection of poetry on motherhood, mourning, and identity.
Triangulation. Twilight. The sky is thick with fireflies. Cross-legged on a gray stone in the seeming wild, an adult child hidden, forbidden smoking in my parents' field. The deer are grazing in the star thistles, mounds of warm brown mammal moving among the flowers. I have been here for hours. Drained of black coffee, the cup in my hand is bluebird blue. The sky will efface soon, giving way to the moon. Unless the moon is new, then all is indecipherable from night. Stone, deer, thistle, cup, everything hidden in plain sight. My mother isn't as beat up as we'd feared, but she's still dying. She's been dying all my life. Fear of her death brought me home early from slumber parties, cut short girl talk, stalked me, this grim reaper after her, through puberty and in back seats, through dark forest deep and down the wide aisle. Now I watch the smoke curl up and into the dusky sky, into oblivion. And though these things remain self-evident, we're all carrion. It seems to me a shovel in a hole in black dirt, these totem objects of my mother, the gardener, cannot mean anything like death. Death has nothing to do with them. A shovel, a hole, black dirt, these are for seeds to be buried in. My mother resurrected again and again in hyacinth, bougainvillea, delphinium. Flowers, roots, blossoms, kith, kindred, kin. Perennial mother, propagated on the wind, the honeybees will find her, suck her nectar in. She'll be pollen on their thighs, swollen with goldenrod, these she-bees triangulating on the fly, dressed-down priestesses working on high, building empires, pink lady, northern spy, matriculating in the school for the wild. Worker bees, daughter bees, for queen mother alone, forming wax, hexagon, brood, and comb, always calculating internally their distance from home.
Well, lastly today, we'd like to hear from Tom Kerr, who's the owner of Kerr's Corner Books in Campbellford. Tom visited us in the studio last July. He comes from a farming background, and he told us this story.
A number of years ago, I used to write for the Campbellford Herald, so I brought something in for you from that. Cars go too fast. At least, that's what I've discovered. I pressed down on the clutch and readied my foot on the brake of the tractor as I came up to the stop sign. I noticed some people on the back lawn, and they look up. I wave, and they wave back. I don't know their names, but it doesn't matter. As a farmer, I get to wave to everybody. I change the gears from high into low, pull out onto the main road, and head south on Queen Street for the bridge. Today, some people are out cutting their lawns, some raking grass. I just passed a couple walking their dog. Both of them wave hello. Little kids will wave and turn to their parents. Look, Mom, that guy in the tractor waved to me. As I pass Turner's gas station, Adrian waves. I wave back and then I prepare myself for the intersection. Sometimes it's easy to get over the bridge and other times, just takes a little longer. The problem is cars. People are nice when they're not out doing yard work, walking, or even on their bike. But put them in a car, they change into, what's that tractor doing in my way? I smile and wave. I change the gears to second and ease into traffic, turning left into the bridge. More people should drive tractors and learn how fast 18 miles an hour really is, and how it forces you to enjoy the journey rather than just the trip.
It's great to hear those again. I hadn't listened to them in a while, and so I guess in the couple of remaining minutes, maybe we should think about what's going to be new in the program going forward. One of the things from last year, which will probably carry on into the future, is we did some of our very first recordings outside of the studio. Where eventually we should be able to record from various places and not just in the studio.
Mm-hmm. So some remote reporting.
Yeah, or perhaps go to something like the Third Thursday Poetry Night or any of those things.
Sometimes, too, we have had more than one visitor to a program. And this is also something that works well occasionally, you know.
So you're thinking perhaps like a panel discussion?
Like what we're having now, you mean?
Well,
an informal
yes.
discussion.
Actually, I'd like to know what our audience would like to see. Perhaps we could persuade you listeners to go onto our website at some point and leave us a comment or two about what you might like to see on the show.
And it's not difficult. Just go to wordonthehills.com.
You could also contact the station. I know that they're very good at passing on messages for us. But one way or another, we can be reached. So I'd love to hear your ideas.
I think the one thing that's never in question is that the three of us have a love and respect for the power of the written word. And that will never change, no matter what we do in the show.
We have met some amazing people over the years, and it certainly has enriched my life, and I'm very grateful for it. At this point, I'd just like to thank all you listeners for listening in. Without you, there would be no Word on the Hills. Thank you again, and please continue to listen. You can find us every week, obviously, on Sunday at 1 p.m., right here on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.